It's season two. No, it's season four.
It's season two.
Episode.
Cut. Right.
Season four, episode two here of the Nerdcast, and we're just going in. We're not even prepping. We're not even anything. I think we spent all of our pre-show talk on baseball. That's right. That means Tyler is back baseball. With us this week.
Hello. Yeah.
About time.
All right. So Bob, Tyler, Adam, Aaron, and myself, Iggy, all first name basis this week.
Hooray.
Yeah, really. I got stalkers from last week.
Oh, did you? My bad.
Thanks.
I promised I would mix up your social security numbers when I posted them. It just so happened that I put them in the same order that the names were introduced. So it just they weren't in that way.
That explains a whole lot.
It happens. So another exciting week in the world of geek and pop culture. Big news. And like I said, we're just diving right in. So let's talk about it. You know, that's a damn fine cup of coffee.
That is a damn fine cup of coffee. Like only if you go to the double pie. R, though. Oh, my gosh.
Double R? Yeah. And we get a slice of pie with that, too, right?
Of course.
All right. You should. So Twin
best
Peaks.
In the county.
Twin Peaks is returning to television on Showtime, actually.
Showtime. Mm-hmm. Yes.
2016. So
it's too long. That's too long.
Well,
that's
rumored. That's rumored. That's not definite for me.
I was going to say it's just a rumor. It's they haven't really signed. But the you know
well a rumor that it's
David
when
Lynch
it's coming
said
back.
Right.
Not a rumor that
it's
it
definitely
is coming
back.
Back. Yeah.
Might be 2016. Mm. I got fingers crossed for earlier because you just can't get enough Twin Peaks. It's so good.
What is it?
I was.
What?
what just happened?
Okay, surely there are other people in the internet world listening right now.
Oh, what Aaron was doing was setting that up for us to explain to other people.
Yeah.
It was a show from what, 90, 91?
90 and 91.
Two seasons. They went to investigate. It's been a while. Prom Queen.
Who's they?
Laura Palmer.
This is too many pronouns.
Thank
you, Laura. The FBI goes to investigate the murder of the prom. She was a prom queen, right? Or like the homecoming queen or something?
She's the town darling. Everybody knows her. Okay. It's a small town. Everybody knows Laura Palmer.
Small town. There's a couple mountains there, so they call it a little Twin Peaks. And, well, they just have this little diner in town that has the best damn coffee around, as well as, you know.
In that town.
Cherry pie.
Chock full
best cherry pie.
Characters.
Best cherry pie in the county.
Prom queen in it?
Well, so no. It was David Lynch.
It's David Lynch.
I mean, it's basically.
So basically you have Mince Prom Queen and everything.
It's some weird things.
Oh, man.
It's a very, the story's out there. It's really, really good, though. Like, all the characters, they got Kyle MacLachlan as Agent Cooper is just absolutely phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited that it's coming back. I don't know if you guys can tell. And I'm really, really excited David Lynch is directing. So it's rumored 9 episodes, and Lynch is attached to direct all of them. And he's writing it with the original writer. Mm-hmm. Kyle MacLachlan signed back on to reprise Agent Cooper. They're trying to get as many of the original cast members, and they're just going to... Not a remake, just...
Are they going to go off the end of the series? Are they going to...
Did it end
the movie
in a...
or anything like that?
Well,
or...
The movie was awkward because it was a prequel.
Yeah, the movie was really...
After,
I like the movie, but it's
right, but it also kind of tied some of the story from the TV show
filled in some
up.
Gaps,
right, it filled in some like gaps. That. But there still is plenty out there that we don't know.
I think, well, not only that, it's going to take place in current times, so I wonder, like,
are
I don't know,
like
are we going to get something else?
Nadine
with this?
And Log Lady and that stuff also
right,
around.
I mean,
you know?
You got... Lots
well, it's
of
a
options.
Small town. People don't go anywhere, Tyler.
Well, I mean, people
small
die.
Towns.
It's been
people
it's been
die
years
at the fair,
now.
Tyler.
It's
people
five
die
years.
At the fair.
Some of those people were pretty old.
Yeah, people die at the fair.
People die at the fair.
So no, it's a pretty good bit of exciting news. And as embarrassing as Aaron's comment was, I will have to say when Adam and I were discussing this earlier, and he put up the news post, and he goes, "Yeah, I got the Blu-ray link in there too." I was like, "Wait a second, where have I been? This is out on Blu-ray."
Yeah,
yeah. So they do have. And then when I looked at it, I vaguely remember the cover, so I just think it escaped me. But it is both seasons with deleted
with
seasons,
the movie
and
with
the movie and deleted
and
a bunch
of
deleted
bunch
stuff
of deleted
as well,
stuff.
All in a box set. And that's probably why I've kind of blanked it on my mind. Too steep for me currently.
Oh my gosh!
But maybe with the rumors, maybe that price will drop some.
Well, I saw today it's already, so normally it's about $130.
Yeah.
Today it's down to 91 and change on Amazon.
I would keep an eye out if it does end up launching. Like, it's the new thing now. Is like, my season's coming back for the next 2 weeks. You can watch it on Netflix or Amazon Prime.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it definitely something to revisit, or in some people's case. Everybody's,
God, such a weird,
that's right, that's staring at Aaron. That's
a
visit the first time for my wife, too. When I told her about it, she goes, oh, I probably need to watch that then. And I was like, ah.
Yeah, but your wife's
yeah,
barely
we do
18.
Need to watch
I definitely
that.
Need to rewatch it. Because I remember watching it as a kid and being weirded out. But it fell into that same category of...
this was interesting because I know I shouldn't probably be watching
well,
it at
that
this age.
Too, but it was like, it's one of those things like, why isn't there other things like this? It's weird and... It's into it and stuff like that.
Oh,
That fell in the same category as like X-Files, Tales from the Crypt.
Well, that
even
was one
like
of,
even like Picket Fences and some of that.
That
weird.
Was one of those TV shows that was like everybody was talking about it when it came out.
Yeah,
like,
it was a water.
Everybody show. Was talking about it, and there weren't a lot of TV shows that were like that. Like, you liked a TV show or you didn't like a TV show. And if you didn't like it, you didn't talk about it. But Twin Peaks, everybody was talking about all the time.
Is this like Northern Exposure?
It's
no.
Way better than that. The reason it's so salient for me is this was the first TV show that my parents decided I was old enough to determine if I wanted to watch it. They let me know it's kind of scary.
No, you weren't.
It's a little bit no, creepy. Right. So they're like, you can stay up and watch it because it was on, you know, the 9
if
o'clock
sleeping
slot.
In your own bed tonight.
Right. But if you get scared or anything like that, these are the decisions that you're making. And then next week you can decide if you want to watch it again. I was like, okay, sure, no problem. And so that... To me, that was like...
They let you punish yourself week after week? Like, because you're going to make the decision, the same decision every week if it's there.
That's and so when you know, when all the Blu-ray was coming back out and now the new season, like, it just is one of those things that TV show sticks with me for that specific reason, I think.
It's, yeah. Gosh, I don't
know. And also being quite...
I mean,
good.
Yeah, I mean, when you know, when I originally saw it, you know, when it came out and, you know... You know, I watched with the family unit, and they were all like, "Okay, this is just too weird." And I said, "No, we're gonna watch it every week." and it did have those.
And everybody
really,
sat on the opposite end of the couches, Bob.
Pretty much. And it did. I mean, the first season had those really creepy moments, but I tell you, it wasn't until the second season when you actually found out who killed Laura Palmer. Mm-hmm. I mean,
spoilers.
That,
It's been like 20 years.
Seen it. And
we have somebody in the room who hasn't seen it.
Well, that's her problem.
We didn't say who it was.
Wasn't going to say who, but he did
right,
say
just
her.
Once you found out.
But yeah, when you actually found out what, I mean, that just freaked the living daylights out of me, how they set that up.
Well, that's
yeah.
why I'm wondering now yeah. when you come back to this, are you still, because you, I mean, you're not wrapped with a pretty bow, but you're still wrapped
it's
enough.
Intriguing.
So, yeah. like, do you move to a new crime? Do you uncover something else that was missing?
I think
you...
they're going to have to go to some type of
there
new
was,
crime.
There was always enough stuff unresolved in the peripheral of
yeah,
Twin
that's
Peaks.
True.
You can just, you know, whether you pick one of the side characters and let that go off on a land adventure. And, I mean, it's David Lynch. He'll find something weird
that's
and crazy
true.
To do
right.
with it.
But you do, right. I mean, you do, I think what was... helped make it successful is you had that main driver, even though you had so much else possible going on.
Yeah.
Those shows that are intriguing like that, you know, we talk about certain shows that are popular right now. When Doctor Who is at its best, I'll use it as an example, even though it's completely different. When it's at its best is when there's that main thing driving those characters, even though they're doing different things each episode.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
it's at its weakest is when you're just doing those different things each episode. And that's what I'm saying. We may, you know, hopefully there's something there that kind of ties it all.
Well, I'm sure that's the part that, you know, you got David Lynch and Mark Frost. So both, mm-hmm. both the original creators back working on the script. I think having it on Showtime gives them a little more control over what they want to do as opposed to being on network television.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's basically any new series is going straight to cable yeah. instead of going
or
to
Netflix.
Or going on, you know, instead of going onto a network.
That's true. I mean, you do get more freedoms. You do get more, a lot. But like you said, I think not only is it the fact that you got the original creators, but that they're so passionate about it and that they're so excited mm-hmm. about it. I do feel like, what was it back when, what was the Harlem Shake was popular on YouTube? And did y'all see the Twin Peaks one?
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, we watched it.
Oh, did we?
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure. It was a Twin Peaks.
Because
he's sitting there, drinking the coffee like it's just him.
Kyle MacLachlan?
Yeah, he's just drinking the coffee by himself, and then when it hits the change, all the characters, they got like the rubber horse head and everything. Like,
obviously, we're
going
to be watching this after this podcast.
Yeah, I did not realize this was a thing. That I need to see it.
Unless I dreamt this. I mean, I felt like I'd share this with you guys, too.
Yeah,
I feel like
was there a midget? Was there a little person in that?
I'm pretty sure, if I remember correctly.
There's got to be.
In a red curtain.
In a red suit.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there... I don't know. We'll have to watch it, because I can't remember the exact details. Harlem Shake's almost as old as Twin Peaks now, so I don't remember the details.
In the internet world, it certainly is. Yeah.
In the YouTube's world.
We're gonna have to do a viewing of the whole series.
Speaking of, I wanted to know, you guys may remember this. Was it, because I didn't watch it when it originally aired, but was it TNT or something that it aired on?
It was on ABC.
It was on ABC.
No, but when it re-aired like a decade later.
Oh, it was TNT.
Was it TNT?
Yes, yeah. I'm pretty sure
it was TNT, because I used to watch all the comedies on TBS, and then TNT would do the drama reruns.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
And
that's
I'm pretty
right.
sure it was TNT.
Because TBS is very funny, and TNT knows drama.
That's right. So TNT, I'm pretty sure. Let me scratch that. I know for sure that I watched it at that time. I'm pretty sure it was TNT. I want to say that was the late 90s, early 2000s. So it was around time I was in high school. So I was a little bit older, could appreciate it a little bit more, mm-hmm. I think, than what I would have, at that time, 7 years old. So
apparently Adam did.
You were just a wee baby.
Adam's an adult.
Mm-hmm.
So Adam was already 24 in 1990, I think.
Pretty close. Yeah.
Pretty close. Okay.
Pretty close. Thanks for that.
So, but speaking of television exciting, so one thing we almost did go into before we started recording, we're like, hold up, let's get this on the air, is a network television show that started this year,
mm-hmm.
Gotham. So what are we now, two or three episodes tonight?
Tonight will be the third.
Yeah,
episode.
Third, right. Yeah.
So tonight from recording, not from airing, obviously. So we'll be three episodes in by time this airs. So anybody seen it?
Yes.
Tyler's the only one. Bob's got it ready to go on the DVR. Bob's ready to go on the DVR. Adam hesitated.
Well, so the reason that was is tonight I got home, ate my dinner, I was waiting to come over here to do the mm-hmm. podcast, firing up the TV to play some video games, because that's what I do to kill time. And when I turn my TV on,
that's what you do all the time.
That's true. I also plan time to play video games. Yes. But I was changing the input to get back around to the correct input for my system, and clicked over and hit my antenna and picked up. It was on Fox from watching football, and I saw the main character from Gotham, and I was like, "Ooh, Gotham's on. Maybe I should." No, I haven't seen the other episodes. If I'm going to do it, I feel like I want to watch them in order. I don't know if that's necessary. I don't know.
A little bit.
If you can pick them individually like you can on, like Arrow, I can hop in and mm-hmm. and pretty much kind of know what's going on at least. But I think it felt like their descriptions, Gotham was trying to do a little more of those big story arcs mm-hmm. where you kind of need to know what's going on.
So Tyler, are you invested fully time-wise at this point? Have you seen everything that has aired at this point, or just
I've seen the first two episodes.
Okay,
and I'm not totally bought in yet. It's been uneven, I guess would be the best way to explain it. But
I hear it's uneven in the characters too. Like
there's definitely people who are like killing it, and there's people who are like and everyone knew this was going to happen early on to try and draw those. Maybe I don't know if it's we're worried you're not smart enough to figure it out, or we need to like club the non-Batman fans over the head with it. But like this first episode, especially,
first of all, there's no such thing as a non-Batman fan.
The first episode especially is like, hey, here are people who are going to be important Batman characters / villains in the future. We're going to club you over the head with who they're going to be. Like, here's a girl climbing on rooftops named Selina Kyle, wearing goggles, saving a cat. Seriously, no, but she's gonna be Catwoman. Sorry, if you didn't get that.
I thought it was Poison Ivy.
She's gonna be Catwoman.
Now I'm a little bothered by this, because then say we move on past Gotham, they do a spinoff series called Batman, and is Batman trying to pick up this 80-year-old cat burglar now? Like, isn't she gonna be much older than
she's definitely young. She's definitely older than Bruce Wayne, but she's She's a girl. Mm. I mean, it's TV. It's network television. So she's of an indeterminate age. Like, she could be 25 and playing a 14-year-old or, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say.
That's not a that I don't know like that.
Well,
that
it's
that's
one of those things where
well,
it's
sure.
Ev- there's
it's not
I, if there's if there there are many 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 great TV shows that if I gave up after the first couple episodes because I was unimpressed, I would have missed out on some really good television shows. So I'm going to let them.
That's true.
I'm going to let them give a chance to find their way because any new showrunner, it takes a while to kind of find, you know, what works, what doesn't work. You know, like for instance, like I mean, look at I'm trying to think of a good example. I'm mostly coming up with comedies like. Definitely wanted to give up on Parks and Rec after the first season. But after like
Boardwalk Empire is a good drama example. First couple episodes.
Fringe. I'll go with Fringe. Another Fox show. Yeah. The first half of this first season of Fringe is uneven at best. Weak at worst. Like the whole side storyline with Mark Valley and that kind of stuff just kind of really drags it down. But by the end of the first season, on to the beginning of the second season, it's a whole different show. And it really like found its place. And they're doing some really good stuff. Like he said, there's some characters in it that are awesome. I really enjoy the guy who's playing the Penguin. I'm enjoying the guy who's playing Edward Nygma, but if they make him speak in riddles one more time just for the hell of it, like I'm going to get a little upset about it. Donald Logue is amazing. I've always loved Donald Logue, but his Harvey Bullock is really good. And the design is really good, like the production design. Kind of that making Gotham a character, that weird kind of like with the animated series where they made it this weird indeterminate time period with like Zeppelins and old style cars and Art Deco buildings, but like really high end
technology
and
yeah.
cell phones and stuff like that. Like it's this weird mix of different time periods.
Your grandparents and great grandparents didn't have cell phones.
You know what I mean?
They just
like that weird kind of feel where you don't know exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I love that in the animated series for sure.
So it's interesting. I'm going to give it a shot. I'll let it by halfway through the season. If it still hasn't really caught on, we'll see. So
well, the concerning part there for me is not obviously, yes, the show will get better. All shows do that. I mean, I mentioned Arrow. I started watching it just because I needed another show to watch on Netflix when my wife wasn't home. So I didn't get in trouble for us watching or for watching the shows we watched together while she's gone. So I picked up Arrow and started watching it and was, like I said, just kind of watching it to kill that time in between and eventually really started enjoying it. So I think it is a couple episodes that you need to really get into. But the, like, I don't, do you get better with, you know, making Edward Nygma talk only in riddles and with making Catwoman or Selina Kyle as she is currently saving cats and, like,
yeah,
doing how, those type
do
of things,
you,
right?
Do you,
does that get
do
better, or is that
by
just oh,
by
just
completely cloaking
it?
Yourself in the mythology, or do you strike out on your own path and do your own thing? And Arrow, like he said, Arrow was one that really that first half, and it's also the W not W, what is it called?
CW
now, curse.
Yeah.
Like number one, there are absolutely zero unattractive people in the CW DC universe.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Everyone
yeah,
is the yeah. most beautiful person you've ever seen in your entire life.
I'd say that's the CW universe.
That's CW,
yeah.
Especially the DC universe. But, like, the first half of the first season was, you have failed the city. Stop doing the thing you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps doing the thing he does. Shows back up. Shoots him with an arrow. The end.
Right.
Like, that was every episode for the first, like, eight episodes. And then finally they kind of found their path. They found their villain with Merlin and stuff like that.
Right.
And it turned into a really good show. But those first six episodes are not a good indication of what the show is now.
Sure.
So.
Right, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. There was nothing concerning about that other than the fact that they had individual episodes that are basically the same. They didn't have that arc. They didn't have where they wanted to go. From what you've talked a little bit about, it seems like they've got their arc. They've got kind of what they're doing. And it still doesn't seem good.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I've the first episode was a little weak. I enjoyed the second episode. I'll watch the third one tonight probably and see what happens. So
all right, okay, all right.
Yeah.
And Bob's gearing up for I guess a marathon there. He's DVRing.
I'm gonna watch it.
Waiting for it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
If I could. Hey Bob, can I come over?
Sure.
Do Fox shows go on Netflix?
That's a good. Yeah, I think Fringe is on there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Fringe, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
do,
it's
right.
something that might end up in not Netflix next fall, because that would probably be when I'll watch it, to be honest.
12, 18 months from now.
I'd like to watch it sooner, so, Bob, I might be
I'm trying to think of other Fox
out.
Shows.
Bring the dog
on.
Over.
Mm-hmm. You know,
there's some other Fox shows.
Simpsons?
I think I can...
Firefly's been on Netflix.
Like, I'm trying to think of Fox shows that are current. Oh, I watched the premiere of...
You guys
of,
laugh at me.
What was the premiere of the show? Was it last night? What's
We're all
going to
laugh at you.
Was the... Fox...
I was watching that movie before I came over.
Fox's new sitcom, Mulaney, created by and starring John Mulaney.
Oh, yeah?
That. Oh, yeah.
I haven't watched that yet. Is
it just
on?
Premiered last night, first
episode. Oh, okay.
It's if you've seen a lot of his stand-up, as I have multiple times, you definitely are going to see
a lot of the
jokes.
And you can recite it all.
You're going to see a lot of the jokes coming, definitely, material from his stand-up. But it's got Martin Short in it.
New in town.
Elliot Gould, I think, is in it, yeah.
He definitely has the, I get nervous on airplanes bit. He definitely goes to the hospital, goes to the doctor to do the
Does he run into anybody in the streets?
The Xanax.
That maybe
no, not yet.
New in town.
He does the Xanax one. He does the wheelchair joke. You hope it was a miracle.
All in
Probably
the first
not.
Episode, though, dude. Uh-huh. He's going to cash it out all in the first episode there.
I mean, he hasn't done New in Town yet. I think he's fun.
As long as he saves that for the season finale.
People will watch setup, until that so. Pops up, right?
It's a fun setup. I mean, it's definitely the Seinfeld shtick. He plays a stand-up comedian trying to make it in New York who goes to work for like a late-night host.
Hey, it works.
You can't have enough of that.
It works
I like
for Seinfeld.
That idea,
yeah.
right?
So. Which, speaking of, I feel like it was funny because today you go to Seinfeld and I was... my day job, as I call it, and we were in an all-staff meeting, and they're talking about stuff that I have no clue what it is, and I realized, okay, I'm
Are
about...
you George Costanza?
Are you the George Costanza?
I'm George Costanza of The Office. I realized, okay, I'm about 4 or 5 months in, and I have no clue what's going on here, what I'm doing. I'm George Costanza. Holy crap.
Do you keep getting promotions for no reason?
That's happened in the past. I don't know. The other thing I'm going to do is I'm just going to recommend that everybody switches to cotton uniforms. That's all
go.
I'm gonna
He's
say,
going to
say.
He's going to try and make his desk into a nappy place.
Oh, yeah.
are you like the, what is it? What is he called? The Dilbert rule or the Dilbert conundrum? Like you just... Poor employees, you just promote them up to a point where they can't cause any actual damage,
yeah.
and then they stop right there.
I don't know. So that was my epiphany today. I had a big realization, and it was funny that you guys brought up Seinfeld because I was like,
"Can we mount a camera behind
like
your
it.
Boss's head?" So that when you walk into the office, we only see the back of his head.
Oh, right,
talking,
yeah,
George.
Oh, no. Yeah. So that was fun, but television. I mean, television. Big deal right now. I mean, Flash
when's
premieres.
Your big show come back? When's your big show start? Premiere?
Mad Men?
Constantine.
Okay. No. I'm not excited about a network television Constantine. Now, before anybody takes this out of context, if you're new to the podcast, I love Hellblazer. Tyler loves Hellblazer, too, so it's something we share. However,
that's adorable.
I am not excited. It's our... Never know that would have been enough.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
But... Tyler's a bit more excited about the network television series premiere than I am.
I said you're more excited.
You're more excited than Iggy.
I'm willing to give it a chance.
I'm not even wanting to give it a chance.
That's
the only thing I'm giving him is that he looks more like the role than Keanu Reeves does. However, I mean, because
but
it's
you're
network
willing to
TV,
accept
can't
Constantine
smoke.
The movie as a good movie, just not he's not.
It's
John
not
Constan-
Hellblazer.
It's not Hellblazer.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Constantine that is a guy who fights demons and smokes cigarettes.
I like it. Yeah.
Why can't you be accepting of that of this in the TV show?
You know what? If you give me the crazy Russian, and he shows up as Satan at the end of the season one, I'll give it a shot.
That does
Peter
I
Stoudemire.
Mean, yeah, that,
Stormare. He's not
Stormare.
Russian.
Sorry,
isn't he like Scandinavian or something?
But he's in the.
He always plays the Russian.
He plays the
always plays
the crazy Russian.
He plays on Russian space station.
He plays crazy Russian.
He's in Destiny. He's one of the voices of Destiny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they got some good voices in there.
Nathan Fillion.
Where's Fillion in Destiny?
He is the Hunter Vanguard. If you're a hunter class person, you talk to him
all
the time.
Shit.
He also gives missions every now and again.
He gives missions
as you're flying and it's talking in the background.
In your head talking to you. What's her name? Also,
maybe I need
Firefly.
To play that game more
Zoe,
instead of letting y'all play it.
Yeah.
Zoe, what's her name?
Jewel State?
No, Zoe.
Zoe? Oh, I don't know her name.
Zoe.
That's like the only actor's name from that show that I don't know. Maybe it's because she doesn't do enough conventions.
I know her name. She's in Suits, and she was on another TV show. What is her name? Anyway, she's on it. Bill Nighy, obviously.
Peter Dinklage,
yeah.
Lots of people.
There's quite a few.
Yeah,
really.
I know. So it's crazy.
Well, what's his name? The black guy from Fringe and from... I'll have to come up with his name.
Oh, that
he
guy.
He has, like, really deep voice. He does like a lot of the over narrations.
How racist are we that we don't remember the black people's names?
No.
just putting it out there, guys.
Well, I was going to say, well, I tell you, I'm excited. Sunday night, season 5, Walking Dead.
We got Walking Dead starting this week. I was going to bring up to the Flash. Yeah. Pilot finally premieres, even though half of comic fans have
already seen it.
But all the comic fans
this
have already
week,
seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Well, you're
not a comic fan.
Wow. Ouch.
I even saw it.
The Arrow's back on. I think it's been back on now for 2 weeks or so.
No, it hasn't.
No.
Flash starts this week, Flash, and then Arrow starts next week. Okay, bad. I knew it was back-to-back weeks for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then
when did premiere season get so stretched out?
When they made them all like
the CW.
A huge thing. No.
Well, I mean, like there's a lot of shows that don't come back until like November.
Yeah,
well, you have shows that don't run. I mean, you remember back in the day,
right,
when
a lot
season,
of them are doing 24 seasons.
Yeah, they're doing like
13
show seasons.
Well,
because
it's cheaper cost for them. But I remember back in the day, school year started, so did the television
all
season.
Shows. Yeah,
holiday break, you had reruns. You go back for the second semester, show started back up.
Yep.
You're ready to get done with your school year?
Summer.
Season finales, then you had summer to go do your family vacations and all that stuff. Now it's like when is that 8 week show that was a year ago seems like forever ago cuz I don't get, you know, but
Gina Torres,
we're looking at you,
Lance
Game of
Reddick.
Thrones.
Okay.
Found him.
Gina Torres obviously. I don't, Lance Reddick, the name's not ringing a bell for me.
Have you seen Fringe?
Not like I've seen parts of a couple episodes, but not watched it specifically.
Why has no one mentioned House of Cards yet?
Because that doesn't start till next year.
Another year?
Yeah, it seems like forever.
If whenever, because they haven't even, I mean, he's writing it.
I'll tell you the one I'm actually really excited about is they finally finalized the third and final season of The Newsroom.
Yeah.
It's going to come back in November. I've been rewatching the last two seasons recently just because they were talking about it, so I went back and watched it. I really like that show, but they're going to do 6 episodes, wrap it up, it's over, no more Newsroom.
Yep.
But
well, it's good at least that they're going to wrap it up. I mean, most shows you got canceled.
Most shows
see you later.
Most shows that Aaron Sorkin makes that aren't called The West Wing kind of end unceremoniously.
The West Wing definitely outlasted any of the presidents. That's for sure. Actually, I don't know. Was that what did it run? Like 6, 7 seasons? Maybe
what, the
longer?
West Wing?
Yeah,
7.
7. Okay.
Yep.
So yeah, but
you
basically
ever seen The Wire.
Yeah, The Wire. Okay.
You seen The Wire?
But not enough to know. Like, if you told me a character, like I've seen episodes back when you'd get free HBO or stuff for a weekend and stuff, you know, and stuff. I said stuff like 3 times in that sentence. Stuff.
I mean, if you need to, not if anyone's aware, it's been a while now. They released it. It's been a couple months ago, but. Amazon Prime member, a huge chunk of HBO's back catalog.
They got a bunch of HBO stuff.
Huge chunk
on
of
Amazon
HBO's back
Prime.
Catalog is available. Pretty much The Wire, The Sopranos, pretty much any other miniseries. John Adams.
I finished The
stuff
Sopranos. Like I don't know why I never finished it.
Because we finished it
so
the first time.
It's like 12
Sopranos.
Seasons.
Good gosh.
It's good, though.
It is very good.
And we were at the height
the
of stuff. We're at the height when they went and got what's his name from Italy, when they went over there and got the long-haired Italian guy, mm-hmm. and they brought him back. Like, we were right at that point at that height, and it's like, this is so great. And
it is so good.
It is super good. But
the ending might
hour,
upset you a little bit.
Yeah, how many extra
hours
a day
know
do
about
you have
the
to
ending.
Watch it?
I already know about it, but
that's the problem with getting through, like, 12 episodes.
I don't have
like,
hours a day to watch any show right now. Like, when you guys were over last night and we were joking about it, I'm like, oh, the last movie I watched was the one I talked about last week when I saw you. It was the last movie I watched, so... Which, by the way, Tyler, Edge of Tomorrow, really good movie.
I saw it. I watched it on... Also, the other thing, and I'm spending way too much money on because I was never into the digital thing, the fact that I can buy a movie like on Amazon digitally and watch it like 3 weeks before it comes out on like Blu-ray or DVD.
Yeah, they're really marketing that
now. Well,
okay,
it works.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to see it because there's a lot of movies that came out recently that I didn't get a chance to see in theater that I really want to see. And I'm on Amazon. It pops up like, hey, this is available for watch right now. I'm like, all right, let's do it. So I watched in the last 2 weeks, I've watched both Edge of Tomorrow and
Twist of My Arm, I guess.
And Days of Future Past.
Another good one.
Those are both good movies.
Speaking of, since you weren't here last week before we discussed it, what was your favorite movie of the summer or the summer season since we concluded that it started with Captain America?
It's not even close. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians
of the
Galaxy, okay.
By the way.
What was your least favorite movie that you saw of the summer?
That I saw?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We all ruled that Transformers was
going
to be the worst,
right,
but we didn't see it. I think over half of us picked Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah. I don't want to say that it's one of those things where it's not that I dislike the movie. It's that I watched it and realized that they made one really good movie and one really bad movie and spliced them up and stuck them together.
Spider-Man.
Well, they made a they made a really good 30-minute short, and then they put in a bunch of fight scenes in between it all.
Yeah. And then Jamie Foxx never even showed up.
It's
on
one
set.
Of those things where, like, Jamie Foxx's character serves no purpose in the entire movie other than to have two big set pieces, but at the same time, I would watch Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone interact with each other in front of a blank wall for like 2 hours because their chemistry is incredible.
Right. So, I mean, that was the good 30-minute short that they made was Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone interacting.
And there's all these
hints.
If
that wasn't your least favorite, then what was your least favorite?
God, what did I even see that I didn't like?
I mean, it doesn't have to be a didn't like. If you saw five great movies, what was your least favorite of the five, I guess?
Well,
he's thinking.
I'm trying to think.
I don't remember, Bob. What was yours?
Summer.
Because
Sin City.
Oh, that's right. Bob said Sin City too. The rest of us picked Amazing Spider-Man too. I think Laura was even with us.
Laura was with us on that one.
So yeah, it was four for that one. And we all just
with the understanding that we couldn't pick Transformers because we didn't actually see
and
it.
And we all knew that was actually the worst of the summer. Yeah. All right,
except
Todd,
for Bob.
We're just go
Bob
with
did see it and didn't pick it.
I mean, that's
confusing.
Fine. I mean,
that's fine.
Really bad.
Yeah. Did you
I'm
see
just
that?
Trying to think. What
did you see it?
I have now. I have since seen it.
No, wait a second.
I've seen.
Did you spend money on Amazon to get early access?
Did Amazon get you?
My friend.
If you said yes to Amazon on that, we need an intervention, sir.
The reason I wasn't on the season premiere, as everyone knows, I was at Monday Night Football in Kansas City watching the Patriots.
No. If you tell me you missed the season premiere of the podcast to watch Transformers.
No, I missed the season premiere of the Transformers. I mean, missed the season premiere of the podcast.
Don't lump us in with Transformers.
To sit in the sit at Arrowhead Stadium for the shellacking that the Chiefs gave the Patriots.
I'll allow it,
and it was fantastic.
Good time. By the way, the Patriots took that out on the Bengals.
Yes, they did. So I was at Arrowhead Stadium, which was the beginning of quite possibly the greatest sports week in the history of Kansas City. In case anyone's keeping track at home, because the next night was the wild card game, which was one of the greatest baseball games I've ever watched in my life. Anyway, I spent the night in Kansas City.
I could tell just from your Facebook status updates that you had a good time at the KC, the Royals game.
Mm-hmm. Something special. So I stayed the night in Kansas City, had some time to kill. My buddy had just bought it. We sat and watched it, and I made it through about half before I was like, I'm out. So.
You're friends with someone who bought that movie?
Yes.
I think you need to reconsider that relationship.
I mean, I understand that.
Unfortunate.
I understand that. I'm just trying to think what else came out
this summer. The only way I would buy Transformers, and yes, Bob, I understand that you own it probably. Mm. The only way that I would buy that is if somebody actually said, "The only way you get this $1,000 check is if you take this movie."
Well, here's the question: do you own the other three?
No, I own the first one.
Okay, just a question.
First one, enjoyable movie.
I still don't think it's justifiable to buy, like, a whole set just so you can have them. If one of the movies sucks, don't get it.
No, but Tyler was going to give me crap because the catchphrase for the Nerdcast is, well, it still wasn't as bad as
Transformers 2.
Yeah,
right.
Better than Transformers 2.
Like
so if you own Transformers 2, then you obviously have no excuse for not owning Transformers 4.
You might as well
4.
Own all four of them, right?
That's true. And Bob owns all four of them. He put his hand up. This is when we need cameras in the studio.
Okay, if we're going to go with something I saw in the theater.
Are we still on this?
Yeah,
he hasn't answered yet.
I didn't see a lot of movies.
He lingers.
You don't have to see it in the theater. I didn't see some of those movies in the theater.
Well, it was like fall when I finally saw Transformers. I didn't want to count that one because I didn't watch the whole
thing. Okay, touche. Touche.
I'm going to go with...
Do you have a list there of your movies you saw?
No, I'm
just
looking at releases, box office for the
Bob's
year.
Like,
I'm trying to remember.
You want to compare?
I'll tell you, it's super disappointing, and I had really high hopes for it. The Monuments Men.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
I really wanted that.
Did that come out during the summer though, or was it like
no,
early?
No,
that was early in the year though.
Was it early in the year?
That doesn't count.
It still counts. You know, like, we're going to count it, or we're going to sit here for the next half hour trying to figure out.
How about Godzilla? Godzilla was okay.
Was it? So I had...
It was okay.
I'm not even getting the story on recorded because it's not completely legal, but I ended up not watching it because I misplaced my digital copy. So
it's out now, so I mean...
Oh, okay, yeah, so my digital copy...
It's been out for a while now, you're fine.
Okay. But anyways, okay. So yeah, we obviously talked about that last week, so I wanted to get your two cents in it, being a movie person yourself.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
And I mean, it's close with that in Captain America 2. It's really close.
I Guardians of the Galaxy I was mine. I'm pretty sure Aaron's was Guardians of the Galaxy. Adam was Guardians of the Galaxy, right? Mm-hmm. And then, but most of us also had that other one. Well, because everybody knew we were going to pick Guardians, so My other one was like, well, Chef would be my one that's not the typical summer blockbuster that I would put up there with it.
Frank was amazing.
Oh, and that was Aaron's. That's what Aaron picked over even Guardians of the Galaxy.
Frank was awesome.
And I went with Begin Again.
Begin Again was good too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there was a lot, I mean, it was a good mix of movies, and we're heading into the award season. So Bob had his chance to see Gone Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell by the look on his face, like, you're not even
going to... I can't say anything about it.
Except that David Fincher and Ben Affleck had a drop-down fight on set about Ben Affleck wearing the Yankees cap because they were trying to recreate the book so closely. Ben Affleck refused. Do you know the story, Tyler? He refused to wear the Yankees cap.
Really?
Well, he's not going to wear it. So they finally settled on a Mets cap because, end quote, both of them said, because nobody cares about the Mets.
It's true.
So the last people to actually
care about the Mets were Braves fans in the 90s.
Oh, the Braves of the 90s.
Because the Braves were, they're the same division, the Mets and back then, no one else in that division was.
No.
And the Braves won 14 straight division titles, but every year at the end of the season, them and the Mets would be neck and neck, and they would almost always play each other the last series of the year. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many times it came down to like the last game of the season
there was the one year the Mets finally like beat them out for it.
Yeah,
like,
after 14 years. Yeah, then 14 the Mets, straight like, seasons.
Didn't they even make
and
it the to
Braves
the World
still
Series?
Won the Braves still won the wild card, but
yeah.
Okay, I don't remember. I just remember it's like, holy crap, the Mets are in the playoffs. Speaking of, when are the Cubs going to... Now that the Royals are there, it's like, okay, Cubs, now you really got to get your act together.
Well, the thing is the Cubs have... The big difference between the Braves...
They were in the playoffs just a little while back.
The big difference between the Royals and every other team is the Cubs have gone to the playoffs multiple times. Literally,
professional sports team has gone to the playoffs.
Right, there were teams that weren't even in existence when the Royals were last in the playoffs that have since been founded
and gone to the playoffs.
There's been teams that have been founded and moved.
There have been teams that were founded. The big thing about the baseball
Atlanta
is not,
Thrashers
that have been founded and gone in one World Series since the Braves were last in the playoffs.
Or there's teams like the Atlanta Thrashers. They were founded in Atlanta, made it to the playoffs, and have moved to Canada
There's multiple teams that have, there's been multiple rounds of expansions. Because you got to say, the last time the Royals were in the playoffs was before the Colorado Rockies were even a baseball team.
How many teams have we added since the Rockies?
The Rays.
The Diamondbacks and the Rays weren't they the last
mm-hmm.
expansion?
The last expansion.
And then who did the Rockies come in with then?
They didn't come in with anyone. That was when like all the divisions were got off because that's when they changed all the divisions and the divisions were uneven. So
yeah, but the Rockies like came out swinging though.
Yeah, they did.
Like,
they had a really
like,
good
all
roster.
The expansion teams. So did the Diamondbacks.
But in the Rockies, it's like I can go hit a home run in a mile above.
MLB is different than a lot of other where they're. I mean, part of it is the salary cap thing. It's like if you're an expansion team, you get a lot of exemptions and you get a lot of extra picks to try and build a competitive team out the gate.
Yeah,
and a lot of expansion teams in the MLB become. What do you want to say? Are
immediate contenders
are,
to an extent.
Are competitive.
Yeah, that's
right
a
out the gate.
It.
But it's also MLB.
What's that simple sports word?
Yeah,
competitive.
Well, it's like you
what's
talk
the one
about
we can't
people
think
talk
of?
About like the NFL draft, like it's this big deal.
Oh, the expansion draft.
The baseball draft is like there's thousands of players drafted.
It is
each year.
Like 40 rounds. It is ridiculous. Yeah.
I got drafted in week 3.
They were talking. Exactly. Well, like they're talking about a player on like the Royals team, and he was. What's his name? Terrence Gore. He has one role on the team, and that is he comes in late in games as a pinch runner because he's wicked fast. Like that's all he can do. He batted like 127 in the minors, but he's super fast. He was like the 723rd person drafted in this draft.
Do they like at what point do they just be like we're not even meeting in the same room? We're just going to email over this draft pick.
It's not even a thing like that.
Okay, so we're not in the same room anymore. So I'm sending you an email because we got 2 minutes left on the clock. Reply to the email, damn it! Reply now. Refresh, refresh, refresh.
Well, and the sheer number of people who get drafted in the MLB draft who never actually end up playing baseball.
Oh, they
or
go
playing
they
baseball
go,
for that team.
They go back to college football.
Yes.
They go back to college football.
That's what they do.
Or they go play college baseball. Or
yeah.
Or never play Major League Baseball.
Hey, Russell Wilson showed up to Rangers spring training.
Did he show up to the minute?
How'd that work out for you guys?
He's doing great for the Seahawks. Yeah. Probably right now tonight, actually.
when I showed up, he already had, like, it was the second quarter, and he already had, like, 80 rushing yards.
What is
that kid is super good.
What that guy. So, all right, so great television. covered a little bit of the movie news there. Further movies, though, we did talk about it this weekend. I don't think we talked about it on last week's episode because it was, by the time we recorded, it hadn't happened, but the new Interstellar trailer dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So, giving you a little bit more, a little bit more different, I guess, direction.
Yeah, definitely focusing more on what they're going
story.
To do. That's,
yeah,
that's
the
backstory of what he's going to.
So
what he's leaving behind.
Less kids and trucks and cornfields and giant, more space travel.
Giant water planets and ice planets and stuff.
I'm excited for that. And I'm excited that they're finally, the Age of Ultron trailer is attached to the front of that when it hits theaters. So we're finally going to get that leaked on the internet soon. But I don't, Interstellar, I mean, there's been very, you know, I don't want to say there's very few. There's been, actually this year, there's been a couple movies that I've been pretty excited for. Interstellar is that one where it's just been in, because I think it's just been so mysterious in the back of everybody's minds for so long that it's like, okay, it's finally here.
So. Well, it's one of those things.
Nolan, it's Chris Nolan.
Right.
Yeah, Chris Nolan.
Right, you give him the benefit of the doubt every time. So it's like, all right, do I need to look in to get more information about this, or am I just going to go see it because it's Christopher Nolan?
And not counting
movies
made.
All right, I'm just
going to
go see it because it's Christopher Nolan.
Not counting movies made while working on, obviously, Batman. This is his first real, like, post-Batman movie, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
No,
because he made Inception during the Batmans.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was trying to think. I felt like it
came out in between.
It came out before.
Yeah, it did
Night
come out before
Rises.
Returns.
Before
oh, that's
Night
right.
Rises,
that's
so.
Right.
Or Rises.
So this is his first, like, post-DC, like, movie. So.
Right. Well, is it technically post-DC?
I was
say, still
he's
executive producer.
He's executive producer, yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
If that movie ever comes out. Like,
did it get delayed again?
I don't know.
It's delayed.
I wouldn't be surprised.
2024. While we get a, they've pushed it back to 2024.
They're gonna figure Marvel's gonna run out of
but
titles
they're
eventually,
release,
so
but
they'll
you know
just
what?
Keep pushing back and just wait.
DC's got to figure it out. We pegged this. We talked about this towards the end of last season. They need to get their Warner Premiere team that's doing the animated DC movies and get this on it. Well, they're like, whatever. We're going to release this animated Justice League Aquaman movie into theaters. That's our Aquaman release.
We
Boom.
Did. We did call that.
You know,
like,
I mean, we were hoping they would transfer over to live action.
Do it animated. Just put some money in it. Go back to the days of, like, you know, Mask of the Phantasm and big feature Warner Brothers movie. Like, I would go to the theater and pay to watch a big budget animated.
I will watch the hell
I
out pay, of you.
I yeah. paid money to go see Seriously. Mask of the Phantasm in theaters.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
I mean the animated
good movies,
Aquaman,
good
I'm
movie,
excited
animated
about it.
Or not?
No, their Warner Premiere
what
slate
it
is fantastic.
Right. Yeah.
I mean it does a great job, and they do most of them. I don't want to say all of them because there are a couple out there. Most of them recreate the source material very accurately while also doing a great job of putting it on screen.
And then there's Superman Doomsday.
Superman Doomsday too was like, we're going to take these three different arcs of the, you know, the basically this whole what year plus of Superman's death and stuff,
slam it into 90 minutes.
Not even 70 minutes.
And draw these weird lines on Superman's face that I don't understand.
No, yeah, he needed extra cheekbones because normal amount of cheekbones.
I couldn't decide if they were trying to make him look older and it just came off weird, or I couldn't understand. There's nothing about Superman Doomsday, the animated, that I made that made sense to me.
But then they do like the Dark Knight Returns Part 1 and Part 2.
That's like reading the comic book.
So
yes.
Phenomenal.
It's perfect. Oh yeah, like, and it makes you just makes me love that comic even more. But Aquaman. What I guess next March, April, sometime. I can't remember the date on it, but it's next spring. They're releasing that into theaters. So is the animated one. I assume it's going to be around that 75 to 80 minute mark, which they all are.
That's the sweet spot.
I don't know, but as like, if I'm paying to go see something in theaters, at least give me 90 minutes.
Yeah, you gotta give me at least an hour and a half.
Yeah, I mean, at least 90 minutes. If I'm paying...
If I'm pulling full ticket prices for it, yeah.
That's, maybe they'll get it up there.
I don't know.
Yeah, but what if it's just really good? I mean, it doesn't have to be, like, long in time.
I don't know.
You just gotta really get it.
I want bang for my buck.
Can we go see it at the Draft House after Saturday morning cartoons?
Yes. Like,
yeah,
can we double feature that with Saturday morning cartoons?
Can we say
sugary cereal?
So we need some kind of like somber like funeral type music here. So the news,
if you will,
the news came out this weekend. So this Saturday was the first Saturday, and I can't remember how many years they said in like nearly 30 years that Saturday morning, the major network television. None of them had kids programming.
No Saturday morning cartoons on network television.
Yep. Not a single. It was the first Saturday. I can't. They said.
Yeah, it's been. It's first Saturday.
Longer
like
than the Royals drought. That's all I know.
Are they all watching Netflix or playing video games?
I guess so.
I mean, there's still obviously cartoons on things like Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, things like that.
I mean, college football kicks off at like 7:30 a.m. now. So like
ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox for the first time. I don't know if they counted PBS.
Fox didn't have any cartoons
on.
Are you kidding me?
It was, and they actually said the big headline was no cartoons, but it was no kids programming. There was no like no Power Rangers, no none of that stuff.
But I mean, that's
like,
the that's what
no after school specials,
no Ben Affleck abusing steroids.
Oh.
I mean,
ABC after school special.
there was definitely a switch in the late 90s, early 2000s where it was less cartoons, but it was still kid geared.
Yeah, right.
Inside the NBA or.
Obviously, these are the same programmers who program MTV, you know.
So, they still call it like Saturday morning cartoons and not show cartoons, just like we still call music television.
Exactly.
Well, but that's what Fox was. When it was getting started, it was doing stuff that nobody else would do. And so they put on crazy cartoons all morning. And they went to like 1 p.m. when everybody else kicked over to infomercials.
Well, and Fox,
you could always switch over to Fox and get
way
more
longer
cartoon.
Than Man. And Fox
but
way longer than anyone else. Way longer than anyone else. Fox hit the sweet spot on the after school cartoons. Like you came home at 3 o'clock and cartoons had started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like I hated living in the Central Time Zone because if I got home at school at 3:30, I'd already missed a good hour of cartoons that I really wanted to see.
Mm-hmm. But that Billy Mays, those infomercials, dude.
Well, and kids do more stuff now. Like, what kind of do kids come home still at right at 3:30 and sit in front and watch TV? I mean, cause that's what I did.
I don't know.
I came home until junior high and sports came around. I would get home at 3:30 and sit down and watch cartoons.
As a parent, I mean, we live in that world now where you can't let your kids go home by themselves anymore like you could. It wasn't that thing.
Yeah,
so
you don't have that latchkey program anymore.
All those kids. So it's crazy to say, but even in the neighborhood we're in, we don't like it's not something you can happen. Mm-hmm. But so I think that makes it a little bit more difficult. But at the same time, I think honestly, what has driven the change in the programming is it's already been brought up the Netflix everybody and their mom has streaming of some sort.
Well, and how many channels now exist that did exist
cable,
when we were kids that are all cartoons,
great
all the time.
Cartoon
between
great.
Boomerang,
Cartoon Network.
I love Boomerang.
I mean, Nick has like Nickelodeon and Disney each have like 50.
They even
channels.
Have like Nicktoons now. They have a
Nicktoons channel, Boomerang. What else is there?
Cartoon Network still.
Disney XD or whatever it's called.
Yeah, that one shows all the cartoons.
Cartoon Network. So,
gosh, where was this crap when we were kids? I remember
when
Cartoon Network became something.
No, I remember when my town got Nickelodeon. It was the greatest thing in the world.
That was my jam.
Because I remember my cousin who lived in like a bigger town than I had Nickelodeon. I'd go over there and like, why don't I have this? Everything about this is amazing. And finally getting Nickelodeon was a big game changer.
I remember Nickelodeon for quite some time being in the Dallas market. But when Cartoon Network came along, too, it was like, this is.
See, I don't think I ever had Cartoon Network as a kid. Until, like, maybe high school, and then I would get up in the morning and watch, because they would show, and Cartoon Network doesn't show them anymore, because Cartoon Network was like, Boomerang stuff was the last bastion of Looney Tunes and Tom and
Looney
Jerry.
Tunes.
You could get up every morning, and even in college, I remember getting up, if I was up super early in the morning, you would watch Adult Swim until, like, 1 or 2 in the morning, and then they'd re-show it all, and then at 6, they'd flip over, and it would be, like, Tom and Jerry and Looney Tunes.
Yeah, so you could just keep watching. Yeah. So you just keep watching. No, that was back in the day when Cartoon Network had their originals, and it was like 15 minutes because they showed 3 5-minute ones of the three different ones, like Johnny Bravo, Powerpuff Girls, that stuff.
Right.
And it was 15 minutes long, and that was that. And then they started like another show, like they ran 45 minutes of Looney Tunes.
And Cartoon Network still does that with even their Adult Swim. Like they do those 15 minute shows, like just pop them out one after another. But between like, Samurai Jack,
Sea Lab 2021,
Aqua Teen Hunger Force,
Chopper Dave goes,
The Brack Show.
Shut up, mailbox head.
The Brack Show is my favorite. Anybody else?
I like the Black Show. Wow.
You can't just go around calling people Black Debbie. What if people were around calling you White Stormy?
There's a Black Stormy?
I love Space Ghost.
Space
Coast
Ghost,
to Coast.
Coast to Coast.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. I like that better than the Brack Show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Far superior.
C-Lab 2021. Actually, anything that, what's his name, Adam Reed did. So
with
the guy
Aqua
who does...
Teen.
Well, he didn't do Aqua Teen. Adam Reed did C-Lab 2021, and then he did Frisky Dingo.
Okay.
And now he does, obviously, Archer.
Yeah.
But
And then
Aqua Teen. I did love Aqua Teen.
What was Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law?
Oh, Harvey
yeah,
Birdman.
Yeah, that was a good one, too.
That one was just awesome because of the fun plays off of classic Hanna-Barbera characters yeah. with like Fred Flintstone and Johnny Quest and stuff.
When they come in with their...
The voices, because it has Gary Cole in it. Mm. It has Stephen Colbert in it. I mean, mm-hmm. all the people who'd play the various characters were...
What was Colbert's character's name? Like his boss or whatever? That was
his name, Seven, something Seven, because the firm was like Seven and Seven.
Yeah,
and his name was
because
they have that one episode where like the Seven and Seven like employee induction episode, and they keep almost showing a thing like taking out his eye because he wore that eye patch. I can't remember his name. Man, Harvey Birdman and Peanut.
Has some good ones.
I liked Harvey Birdman.
It was definitely I need to go watch some C-Lab 2021 now. I love that one.
That's such a good show.
That one would be too, the where you'd go maybe an episode or two where it was funny, but it was drier enough that you wouldn't maybe laugh out loud. And then there would be that episode where you were
bizarro,
like,
"I love you, Bizarro."
And then that episode where you're like crying.
You couldn't.
You have to find video clips.
There's like three of those that are. I mean, there's so many of them are so good, but there's. The episode where they all get locked in the closet.
Oh, yeah. I already know what you're talking about.
The locked in the closet one. The one where Captain Murphy institutes Martian law.
Oh.
He has Sir Phobos and Sir Deimos. And the one where Sparks gets everyone hooked on his Stimutax.
I don't know if I remember that one.
That are basically just amphetamines.
The
drugs and stuff that. And takes all their money and runs away as C-Lab blows up. It was really funny on Archer.
C-Lab always blew up, though.
On Archer, or the one where Captain Murphy gets caught under the cola machine.
Yes.
And the like scorpions like nest yes. inside of him. They did a kind of homage.
I'm hitting up Amazon right now to find the DVDs.
Right. They did a call out to it in Archer, the season 4 finale of Archer.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's a 2-part episode and they basically go to, I think it was season 4 because season 3
right,
was the space station, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They basically go to an underwater research.
Cheryl Carroll's brothers.
Dude, $35 yeah, bucks for all four station. Seasons.
Because you only need the first, what is it, two or three because Harry Goss died, they replaced him.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to pay.
Yeah, I know.
You might as well get
all seasons.
Right,
if you're going
to get one, you might as well get all seasons.
Oh, no, never mind, because you can third party. You can get season 1 third party for 1 cent, so it'll be like $3 shipped.
There you go.
That's happening.
Not too bad.
They did a call out to it. They go, basically, Archer goes to and the crew go to an underwater research facility.
Mm-hmm. What is this C-Lab 2020 crap? I don't want the real stuff.
The real show.
I don't want the real show.
But the guy who runs it's named Captain Murphy, and at some point during the episode, a pop machine falls on him, and it's labeled Goss Cola after Harry Goss, the guy who died, who was the voice of Captain Murphy. It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
God, I love C-Lab 2020.
Yeah, so we're just gonna...
What's the other one? One of the last Captain Murphy ones where they do St. Alvis Day. Do you remember that one? Like their version of like Christmas, where it's like,
oh yeah,
and it's like the baby Alvis.
Yeah. And then there was, what was the one where he was like, gosh,
the shock jock radio.
It was the droid that like,
oh, he's going to turn himself into an Adrian Barbeau bot.
Yeah. That, there you go.
double D breasts of justice.
Yes. Yes. No, man, there's so many. Yeah. I'm totally buying.
If you could put your brain inside of a robot body, would you?
Yes.
Yeah. I'd be an Adrian Barbeau bot.
Oh, those are great. I don't know. I mean, Adult Swim still got some good entertainment on there, but it felt like that was the prime right there with all those for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but
try to think other shows.
Gosh, this is our fall television special. Even though we only covered like 2 new shows, so this is definitely our TV special.
There just wasn't. I mean, there's a lot of shows that are just coming back their second season that I either lost track of last season and didn't finish and need to catch up. Like I never got to finish Shield, and Shield is back now, so.
Shield's not back. They dismantled that.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is now back on television.
I know, I'm just...
I need to go back and finish the first season so I can get into the new one. And I watched the first, like, 3 or 4 episodes of Sleepy Hollow and then just kind of forgot about it, but apparently people love that show.
That looked really good.
It's really weird, I guess, would be the best.
There's a lot of buzz about American Horror Story returning to this show.
Oh, yeah.
See,
yeah,
I have yet to watch a single season.
Neither,
Every year it's a completely different story, so it's good.
Yeah, but there's always carryover in characters.
They carry the actors. They carry the actors, they don't care the characters.
It's a different character.
But aren't they, like, sometimes related or descendants or...
No.
I don't even think so. I think they start off a completely different story. Yeah, I think it completely stands on its own.
It's a neat way to run a show. I like I like that dynamic.
The whole anthology, and, like what they're doing with the True Detective.
Yeah.
And the trailers for
Colin Farrell and who?
Colin Farrell and
Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
And then another
I'm interested
one
for this.
That's yet to be named. Then they think it'll be a female one, but they're not sure. Okay. It's going to be in California.
Ooh, it's a lady.
Take place in California. I don't know.
You know, with Colin Farrell's accent, that makes sense. That was sarcasm.
They're not going to let him be Irish, which means he's not going to do a good job.
Oh.
When he gets to use his regular accent, phenomenal.
Yeah, his guest appearance in Scrubs is fantastic.
Because he's really bad at accents. He has to work real hard.
He's actually not that bad at accents.
He's done some movies where he's not a bad
Tigerland, he does just fine American accent.
Yeah, but then
his
acting goes way down, as Adam said. He's focusing so hard on making sure that he sounds right.
I'm not going to blame the movies in which he's bad on his accent, making him work harder.
I'm not saying...
Because most of those are not good movies. I don't think his focus on the craft was going to make SWAT a lot better movie.
I'm not implying cause. I'm saying there's a correlation here.
There is definitely a correlation.
If he's using his Irish accent, that movie is phenomenal.
Correlation is not causation.
Whoa. Totally rocked the accent in as Bullseye.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely not his fault.
Not a good... although him as Bullseye was... I liked him as Bullseye.
Yeah, I liked him as Bullseye.
That was the best.
He did a good job.
But the movie was... So we have, I mean, I guess there is
that,
an exception to the rule.
That movie's expunged from record.
Every time.
I would like that removed from
the evidence file, please. Go back. It's been a while now.
I'm not rewatching it.
Tried it, Tyler.
Watch the director's cut.
It's still not good.
It's so much better.
At least it's not Transformers 2.
It's not as bad as Transformers 2.
Like
a lot of times I think the director's cut is a vanity thing and it doesn't add anything, but there's a couple times, Daredevil's one of them. Kingdom of Heaven's another one. Totally different movie. And infinitely better.
What was the...
I'm willing to give Ridley Scott the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
There's a couple other ones that changed. Like
Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch made it much better.
Aliens. Blade Runner.
Aliens,
I mean,
plural?
Not so much better movie, just different it's movie. Different movie. Then you even get to the final cut.
I mean, you have so many different
cuts. Well, there's four cuts of that one. There's five cuts because you also have the work print copy or whatever.
Right.
Well, that was the fourth one. So there's the theatrical cut, the director's cut, the final cut, and the work print.
Yeah, but the theatrical release for the European release was different than the U.S.
release.
It's
not a lot.
I know, but it was still...
But it's different.
What was I thinking? Something a little less... Paycheck with Mel Gibson.
Yeah,
that's the one because the director's cut, he does the narration.
You mean Payback?
Payback, sorry.
Sorry, I was like Paycheck was...
Paycheck's
with
Ben Affleck.
the really bad Philip K. Dick adaptation.
Anyway, well, we were talking about Blade Runner, so
I'm totally okay with it.
I had Philip K. Dick on the mind. Yeah,
He said Philip.
You couldn't.
Well done, sir.
Thank you for saving that, Tyler. Thank you so very much.
No, Payback, like, there's the director's cut where he does the narration. That kind of makes it a little more fun, I guess is the way to put it.
Yeah. Whereas the narration in Blade Runner kills it. The narration is so much better.
What's it? There was another one. So I know Sucker Punch, there's another one that I own that... Well, there's also a couple that, like, the director's cut kind of destroy it.
That's what I would say. The director's cut, a lot of times, is just a vanity. Like, here's all that stuff I really wanted to do. And there's a difference between director's cut and then, like, unrated cut. Like, it's a new popular thing. Oh, we're going to make a raunchy rated R movie.
Here's the shit we had to cut out.
It's just more cussing and poop.
Here's our three more F words and two more sets of boobs.
So. Or here's the jokes that we cut for a reason. Like, we cut them to a certain length for a reason. Yeah. Let's watch this joke go on for another, 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's a good question to kind of close this out on then. The Warriors. I know that's often talked about. The Warriors director cut or the original theatrical cut?
Warriors, come on, play.
I feel like I
the problem is we're overexposed to the director's cut too.
That's the thing. Like, I think I've seen the theatrical cut like one time. I've seen the director's cut.
The Draft House like
20 or
30 aired
times.
The original theatrical cut like last month. And
not really.
None of us.
I don't. I mean, like I honestly think I've seen the theatrical cut. Once.
That's why I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like... And
yeah.
I think... And that was... Like, I consciously sat down and said, I've never seen the theatrical cut. Let's watch it. Because I've only seen the director's
cut. I feel like when I break it down and I actually think about it, I feel like... Yeah, probably the only reason I'm getting behind the theatrical cut is because of the hype. Because, like, when I really think about it, I'm like, yeah, I've probably seen, like... If I've seen the theatrical cut in there, it's... I don't even remember.
It was on accident,
Well,
right?
there's a lot of times, like you said, like that. Like, there's movies where I don't remember which version of it is that I know. Like, there's movies I've sat down and watched in... put in a movie and watch it. I'm like, I don't remember any of this stuff happening. Realize,
Blade Runner
is
that way for me.
I never watched the theatrical.
Watch all the cuts. All right. So that's going to about do it for episode two of our new season here. Of course, like we closed last episode, we want to hear from you. So what is your, name a movie that drastically changed or improved, worse, whatever, with the director's cut. Share with us again what was your favorite movie from the summer, what TV show you're excited for, you know, this season, or if you've had a chance to check out Gotham and what you think. Of course, let us know if you have any questions for us. We're always happy to answer, I'd say, listeners' questions.
We dare you to send us your questions.
We're always happy for topics to
So Project Nerd, if you Google search Project Nerd, we're all over it, so I won't do like I did last episode and list every way you can find us.
Because
you're finding us.
You found this.
You're finding us. That's what I was going to say. You're finding us one way or the other. So with that, I'm going to let Erin maybe put in three more words since she talked for all about 30 seconds tonight.
I didn't have anything to say.
Okay, that was more than three words.
About baseball.
Whoa.
Baseball.
I'm going to need you to calm
down. We talked about baseball for 5 minutes.
5 seconds.
Gosh, she's going crazy over
here. It was like the whole time.
No, it wasn't.
Can some of us get a word in, please?
Okay. calm down, Erin. Calm down. All right.
Royals.
So for another week, that's another week here on the Nerdcast. We'll catch you next week with episode 3.